Dunham & Miller sports expert. He's the publisher of the Paltz Sports Newsletter, in town covering the West Finals for the Ticket and for that publication. It's Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
Hey, boys, what a game, I tell you. What a game, huh?
Yeah, something else.
I'm very happy that your Mavericks are going to go to the NBA Super Bowl.
The finals.
And I hope they hit a home run and get to skate that cup.
Well, it's something like that.
Can you imagine Dirk in the winner's circle?
Man.
Did you like the Cuban sticking his tongue out, Georgie?
I don't know. It's kind of awkward.
He looked like a cross between Frankenstein and Gene Simmons.
All right.
Gosh.
And I thought it was in really poor taste when he did the V fingers on either side of his tongue.
No, I didn't see
that.
He
didn't do that.
No, he didn't do that. I don't think he's ever done that. Well, I went out and I partied with the team last night.
Oh, yeah?
You did.
Yeah. This team really misses Josh Howard when it comes to partying.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He used to roll me the strong marijuana.
Uh-huh.
You ever taken marijuana?
No.
You never have, Georgie?
Nope, never have.
Jody Dean just sent me an email, said you had.
Would you stop it with that? Why are you calling back to that?
You know the Sean Marion?
Yeah, we know him.
As I like to call him, the Tricks.
Uh-huh.
Tricks.
Uh-huh.
Sean Marion, he took me to King's X Cabaret last night.
Really?
Huh. Where I got the Larry Allen special. You know what that is, don't you, Giorgio?
What's that?
Yeah, I know you know what that is.
What is it?
You know, getting a little manual release by the dumpster.
Oh, by the dumpster?
What the?
God.
Remember, you're supposed to be talking basketball.
Well, Cuban took us up in his Gulfstream jet, too, last night. We got a few in us, and we took that thing up.
Just wow. For a little fly around?
Oh, it was great. We buzzed Bob Wertigal's house. Then we all went to Cuban's man, Cyan, where he made us watch the entire run of The Benefactor on DVD.
Oh, gosh.
Fortunately, it was only about 30 minutes long. But... But congrats to the good Mavericks. They got a conference championship, and it was a good conference championship. It's a good conference championship.
Well, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
But I do want to make an announcement here, Miller Man.
All right.
I want to announce something. I've been covering the Dallas and the Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And but if the Heat beats the Bulls, I want to announce right here on the Ticket that I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I'll cover the games down there.
Oh, well, that's great. Good news for us.
Get it? An announcement, a decision I just made.
Right, we got you.
Like the LeBron.
Uh-huh.
LeBron?
No, it's LeBron, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Well, you don't call me Ribby. You call me Ribby.
Right.
LeBron.
I don't know. I've never heard him called that before.
It is LeBron, Ribby.
Remember the story of LeBron's mom sleeping with LeBron's teammate?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The teammate they called Delonte West?
Uh-huh.
I guess LeBron can legitimately call Delonte a mother.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Yeah, that's enough for
me. You interrupted me there.
We're on the air.
Oh. Okay. Talk about the decision. That was quite a decision by LeBron's mama, wasn't it?
Yeah.
An Eastern Conference team, but she decided to go west. Hey, West. If I'm LeBron, I'm really worried about having such a crazy mama.
It is kind of crazy.
Hey, the sun may set in the west, but his mama sleeps under the west.
All right. Come on, give him a break. It's his mom you're talking
he's
about.
Always been obsessed with sports mamas.
Hey, what do you get when you cross LeBron's mama with Delonte West private?
Huh.
You get a new Miami Heat player.
Oh
my gosh. I don't think LeBron would like you talking like this.
Well, you know, talking like this reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Sports song.
Does it really?
It does. The one by Joseph Brooks. Goes a little something like this. You light up my life. You give me hope to carry on.
Ribby?
Ribby?
Wow. Well, that was a disturbing ending. Hope he's okay.
All right. Yeah, I do too. I look forward to his reporting from Miami and taking his talents to South Beach, where he can talk about Lebron.